a plank that's laid over, say, a sawhorse. So you take a sawhorse or a trestle or something, and you lay a plank of wood over them. And one kid gets on one end, another kid gets on another end, and they go back and forth like that. What do they call that?
Seesaw.
Okay. How about, would you have ever seen something where it had been a plank of wood, maybe the same, take the plank off the seesaw, you know, and you attach it to two ends, like you nail it down over here and you nail it down over here, and there's nothing in between, like there's a space in between, it's just kind of limber in the middle, and the kid gets in the middle and jumps up and down on it like a trampoline. You ever seen something like that? Okay. How about if they took the same, took a board and they took a stump? Maybe they took a stump and they nailed the board in the middle where the board would go around in circles. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what they might call those?
Flying J.
Right. Okay. That's good. If two kids were out in the backyard and they were on a seesaw and they were going up and down, you'd say they were
going up and down.
Yeah, they were.
They seesawing.
Okay. And what do you call, sometimes you take two ropes and hang it down off a limb, put a board on it?
Swing.
Okay. And what, did you ever have coal inside a house? Use the coal for heat?
Well, I have not in them days, Rebecca, but I have.
Okay, what's the little, what do you call a little buck, what do you carry your coal in?
Scuttle.
Okay. And what runs from the stove? So you got a stove, like a Ben Franklin stove or something. What do you call the pipe that runs from the stove to the chimney?
Stove pipe.
Okay. What's the difference between a stove pipe and a flue?
Well, the stove pipe goes into the flue, and the flue goes on up through the house. The way we call it, on up outside, you know.
So the flue just goes straight through the roof?
Yeah.
It doesn't go into the chimney?
But you use a stove pipe to put the smoke and thing into the flue, and then the flue takes it on up.
Okay. What do you call a small thing that you might carry, mix them in it, and it's got one wheel and it's got two things and you push
wheel back.
Okay. And what do you use for sharpening a scythe?
Well, I've used it, a file.
A file? Do you ever use a stone for that of any kind?
Yeah, we use stone some of them. We cut oaks and wheat, you know.
Okay.
A cradle.
Okay. What do you call the sharpening device? It's usually a big wheel and it's got a pedal, maybe.
A grinding rod.
Okay. What do you call that red thing I drove up here in? That I parked out. What do you call that red thing that I parked out here in front? I had to get my tape recorder out of the trunk of my. What would you call that? Okay. That's all I'm after. I have to ask you. Kind of strange sometimes. Some people might say motor car, automobile, we're just getting different ways of saying it. If my car was squeaking on a wheel, I might take it to a filling station. They'd put it up on a rack and do what to it?
They'd take it and see if you got a bike bag or whether you got grease in it.
Okay. And if a man took grease and put in it yesterday, you'd say he?
He didn't do it.
All right, let's say he did it yesterday. I had it done yesterday. You'd say he?
He just failed to do his job.
Okay. All right, if I grease the car today, yesterday I had the car.
And if he's greased it, well, you got to run out there and I'll see it.
Right. Okay, now if I had to get down and do it myself, I'd probably get all
greased up.
Yeah, okay. And if your door is squeaking, you might get a little can of,
oil or something.
All right. Okay. What is it that they used to burn in lamps? What?
Kerosene.
All right. Do you ever call that anything else?
Kerosene.
Okay. Did you ever make a lamp with a rag and a bottle?
Yeah.
What'd you call those?
Flambeau.
Okay. And some of the older cars used to have a and inside the tires, they had a different, now the new tires are all...
Tube.
Yeah, okay. And if you have a boat, like over here in this lake over here, and you want to, and you just built the boat and it's never been in the water, you go down to the water's edge and you do what to the boat?
I drop it into the water and then put up my...